Hello, and welcome to this WebMD stroke update. My name is Dr. Mark Alberts, Vice Chair of Clinical Affairs in the Department of Neurology at UT Southwestern Medical Center in Dallas. Today, I would like to talk to you about the new American Heart Association, American Stroke Association, ischemic stroke guidelines released at the end of January 2013. These guidelines, put together by an expert panel, touch on many aspects of acute stroke care with a focus on ischemic stroke. The guidelines include dozens of recommendations, and we're not going to talk about all of them today, but I would like to highlight some of them that are particularly important to you treating clinicians. The first is that now the guidelines come out very strongly in favor of transporting acute stroke patients to the nearest primary stroke center or comprehensive stroke center. And I think this is a great idea because we know from numerous studies and analyses that care at these certified stroke centers really do make a difference in terms of improving outcomes and reducing complications. So that's a very strong positive recommendation. Another new recommendation is that the guidelines now say that these stroke centers should be certified by an independent body or agency. So we're moving away from this paradigm of self-certification, which again, I think is a very positive direction to be moving into. Next, there's a curious recommendation, and it talks about patients with intracranial stenosis. The recommendation is that if you want to confirm that someone has an intracranial stenosis, they now recommend catheter angiography above and beyond non-invasive studies such as CTA or MRA. So that's sort of curious because I think a lot of folks have moved away from doing catheter angiography, but in these recommendations, they really come down in favor of doing a catheter angiogram to confirm an intracranial stenosis. So we'll have to see where that goes in terms of altering routine care. Now, there's a fairly extensive section on using IV tPA, as you might imagine, and the recommendations come down very strongly in favor of a door-to-needle time of 60 minutes, which we all know about, and now it's emerging as a national quality metric by NQF, and we think this is a good idea. This is a good time frame to aim for. Although, again, in a clinical context, I think we've all had the experience or occasion where sometimes we do have to delay giving the IV tPA as we try to get more clinical information. So I think this needs to be kept in mind and there needs to be some flexibility here. The new guidelines do recommend treatment up to the 4.5 hour time window with exclusion criteria in terms of age, oral anticoagulation, diabetes, and stroke, similar to the ECAS 3 study. What's curious is that if you talk to our stroke colleagues in Europe who actually did ECAS 3, they don't follow their own exclusion criteria. They treat everybody up to 4.5 hours unless they have a massive stroke with significant early changes. But our new guidelines, the 2013 guidelines, do have the ECAS 3 exclusion criteria similar to what the scientific statement said several years ago. However, these new guidelines now say that it's reasonable to treat people with mild strokes or improving symptoms if the benefits outweigh the risks. And they also say it may be reasonable to treat patients even if they had surgery within the past 3 months, assuming that there's no active bleeding and the benefits outweigh the risks. Now, on the vexing issue of using IV tPA in patients taking a new oral anticoagulant, the guidelines say do not treat these patients with IV tPA unless we're sure that, number one, their clotting studies are normal, or number two, we're certain that they have not taken any of these oral anticoagulants for the past 2 days. So those are some of the recent changes or revisions in the 2013 guidelines. I urge you all to read them and to make yourself familiar with them. It's a very long document, and there's dozens of guidelines, many of which are new or revised. Thank you very much for tuning in to this WebMD Stroke Update. Have a good day.